a lot of people have heard about the recent drought in California, and it's been exceptional. I mean, trees have been dying at a frequency that's never been seen before in the historical record, and that's because this was what's called a hotter drought. If all you had was a rain gauge, you would say, yeah, this is a severe drought, but we've seen droughts like this before, like back in the 1920s. But the warmer temperatures increase the evaporative demand that the trees feel, and that's what pushes them over the edge. Nate Stevenson, I work for the U.S. Geological Survey, and I'm a research ecologist.
For 37 years, Dr. Stevenson has been working in Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks in California. His mission is to provide the information that managers need to help them make decisions. But he was quick to point out that science does not tell us what should be done. That's up to society to choose. Science's job is to give an accurate account of what is actually happening and to show us the way to achieve a desired outcome. In a time when science has become widely politicized, it's important to point out what the role of science actually is.
All science can give you at its best is facts, and that's only half the equation. The other half of the equation is values. That's what do you want? And the combination of those two is what allows you to actually do things. You need to know what you want, and then you need to know how to get there. Science can tell you how to get there once you've defined what you want. And usually your definition of what you want comes from some combination of laws, policies, and public engagement.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Jeff Smith.